City Administrator Jim Dinley said he's not had any luck pinning down PTP to new terms for the Hames Center. The old lease ended on November 30th of last year, and the city has continued to occupy the building for nearly 4 months now. Dinley said the city has not paid any rent since November, but is legally obligated to pay $6,700 a month for the period if negotiations fall through. Dinley pressed the assembly to give him some clear guidelines on where to draw the line.
I'm back at where I need a range as to what's acceptable and what are you looking for, because we've gone four or five times with lease offers which have not been acceptable.
The assembly never really gave Dinley an answer. At least two parliamentary questions derailed deliberations for a time. Mayor Scott McAdams first opened the discussion with an effort to dispel any misperception in the public that the issue was put on the evening's agenda to capitalize on the absence of two assembly members, Jack Osmond and Phyllis Hackett, both supporters of the Hames Center. The second question surrounded the involvement of Assemblymember Reber Stein and his father John Stein, a member of the Hames Task Force, in supporting the administrator's efforts in negotiations. Reber Stein was explaining his perspective on the negotiations and apparently antagonized some of his fellow assembly members in the process. This is Stein and Cheryl Westover.
In lieu of giving them the full rent, we'd actually set aside a portion of that rent into a reserve account for maintenance purposes that we would control. And in fact, if over the course of the lease, if we didn't exhaust it, it would return to us.
Point of order. Mr. Mayor?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, if you'll look at our minutes from 12-25-08.
Sure.
We authorized the administrator to execute a lease, and nowhere in there were either Steins mentioned.
In his defense, Stein said that he had intervened at the direction of and under the supervision of the administrator on details that had arisen only in the last couple of days. He said it was not his intention to negotiate on behalf of the assembly. Assemblymember Larry Cruz shared Westover's concerns, but he also wanted to get back on track. He motioned to have the administrator continue lease negotiations with Pacific Tower Properties for use of the Hames Wellness Center. Assemblymember Nancy Cavanaugh wondered if it was really in the city's interest to draw things out. She thought PTP was stalling.
Continuing to do just what we've been doing, it seems like that's really the strategy. I mean, I don't know because I haven't been in negotiations, but it just seems like common sense that they're dragging their feet intentionally in not signing or not agreeing to something or going this dickering back and forth with really no clear decision making, because what they really just want is us to continue to keep that building open.
The question then came up about whether voting down Cruz's motion to continue to negotiate could be considered the end of the city's involvement in the Hames Wellness Center. With only five members present, it meant that the motion could fail on a 3-2 vote, giving two minority assembly members effective control over the fate of the center's funding. City Attorney Teresa Hillhouse thought that was going too far for an agenda item advertised as a discussion, and said anything final would have to be noticed properly to the public and placed on a future agenda. But Cruz argued in support of his motion to continue negotiations, saying finality was what he was looking for.
And yes, if it doesn't get voted through, then lease negotiations would end. Mr. Dinley would have no more conversations with them. That's the way I would be reading it. I think this is the time to tell them that we're done negotiating with them. And if they want to come to the table, they'll fly down here.
Cheryl Westover supported the motion and offered an amendment to help it pass legal muster. She wanted a lease ready for an assembly vote at its next regular meeting on March 10th. The idea picked up momentum. Reber Stein said he was in favor. It added urgency, and he didn't see a downside in trying to wrap things up in 2 weeks. The amendment was open to public testimony. Hames Task Force member Gretchen Clark tried to curb the assembly's enthusiasm for playing hardball when more than money was at stake.
When you talk of costs and benefits, I would strongly urge you to look not just at the line item costs on your budget sheet, but what it will cost, what it will actually mean to this community if that center closes.
Clark said revenues over the last 3 months were up $15,000 over the same period last year, with a proportionate increase in use. She suggested that the city would see a decrease in the quality of life and an increase in law enforcement activity without a healthy, safe recreational outlet. That argument didn't sway Assemblymember Nancy Cavanaugh, who said she was ready to close the Hames Center down. She thought the city had not creatively approached using school district facilities to absorb community recreation. Cheryl Westover said she would go over herself with plywood and a drill and let voters decide the fate of the center in October. The motion to extend negotiations and see a final lease in 2 weeks passed 4-1, with Larry Cruz opposed. For Raven News, I'm Robert Woolsey.